Editor's note. This article originally appeared on the Trillium, a new village media website devoted exclusively to covering provincial politics at Queen's Park. In September 2021, Sergio Mancia had a party with a very special guest. Doug Ford went to the fundraiser at the developer's Hamilton area mansion and gave a speech, according to information from two sources who were there. That same day, Mancia talked to Ford about removing greenbelt land owned by the developer. His employee wrote in an email 2 months later to Ford's assistant. Just over a year later, the developer got his wish. The premier says he doesn't remember any of it. The event took place on September 20, 2021, about a year before Ford's housing minister's chief of staff embarked on his mission of selecting land to remove from the greenbelt. The premier has maintained he wasn't involved in the process, nor did he select properties himself, and only found out what specific lands were picked for removal a few days before his cabinet signed off on the plan. Asked on Tuesday about the 2021 party, Ford said, "I can't remember that, but I do talk to thousands of people throughout the year with great ideas." The Trillium sent Mancia questions about the September 20, 2021 event in an email but did not hear back from him before this story was published. During the investigation leading to his August 30 Greenbelt report, Integrity Commissioner J. David Wake questioned Ford and Mancia about their relationship with one another. Ford said he was not immediately familiar with Mr. Mancia, but it is possible he has met him, the commissioner's August 30 report said. He said he had no recollection of meeting him, having any telephone or other conversations with him about the Greenbelt, or communicating to any staff about Mr. Mancia. Mancia, meanwhile, told Wake he and Ford had met, about six times, including, maybe 2 to 3 times, in 2022. These meetings were at functions, like annual PC party events, Mancia told Wake. The commissioner wrote that Mancia does not believe he talked to Premier Ford about the Greenbelt at these events, and that it was usually a handshake and hello. One time Mancia recalled meeting Ford was at a fundraiser the developer said he hosted for PCMPP Donna Skelly in September 2021, which the Trillium has confirmed was the September 20 party at his house. Ford prorogued Ontario's parliament just over a week before the event amid the final stretch of that year's federal election campaign. The fundraiser Mancia hosted on September 20 was the same day as the federal election. About 50 to 70 people attended the event, Mancia told the Integrity Commissioner. Tickets were $1,200, benefiting the PCs, an archived version of the PC party's website shows. Mancia told Wake that Ford briefly stopped by the event. The party was held at Manch's house in Ancaster, which records under his wife's name and online images show as a multi-million-dollar home that's one of the larger and more secluded ones in the suburb. A couple of months after the event, a planner working for Urban Solutions, a company Mancia ran until this summer, emailed one of Ford's assistants about the developer's long-sought desire to remove land he owned from the Greenbelt. A November 15 email, sent by Scott Beattie of Urban Solutions, summarized a September 20, 2021, meeting that the planner said the premier, Mancia and others had in which the employee said they discussed the removal of land at 50 Road in Hamilton from the Greenbelt. Mancia Part owns 50 Road lands removed from the Greenbelt last year. The parties agreed to pursue the request as it was in keeping with the province's objectives of aiding municipalities in providing much-needed housing, Beattie wrote in the November 15 email, which Mancia was copied on. Beattie also references a discussion he and Ford's assistant had about the property and provided supporting materials, including some from the city of Hamilton. Mancia had for years tried to get the 50 Road land removed from the Greenbelt. His various recent attempts were catalogued in the Integrity Commissioner's report. In August 2022, Ryan Amato, the then chief of staff to the housing minister who led the land selection process, said in a text to a colleague that the premier needs to stop calling Mancia. Wake's report notes. Wake asked Mancia about any personal phone calls he had with the premier. Mancia said he couldn't recall any. Asked on Tuesday if he lied to Wake about his recollection of the 2021 fundraiser, Ford said, "I have the utmost respect for the integrity commissioner and the job he does, and I'm always there to assist him any way I can, and I'll continue to assist him." The next summer, Mankia bought four $150 tickets to Ford's daughters Stag and Doe from Tony Mealy, chair of the PC party's fundraising arm. Wake wrote in a report his office recently published about the August 11, 2022 pre-wedding celebration that Ford hosted at his house. Mankia didn't attend, he told Wake, instead giving the tickets to his colleague, Matt Johnston. Johnston said he went, met the premier, shook his hand, said a quick hello and had no other conversation, wrote the integrity commissioner in his earlier Greenbelt report. Mankia also told Wake that he's organized fundraisers for the PC party for three decades, and supported Ontario's Liberals and NDP in other ways as well. On top of hosting fundraisers, Mankia has donated nearly $16,000 to the PC party, riding associations, and Hamilton area candidates Skelly and Neil Lumsden since 2014, Elections Ontario's donor database shows. Lumsden told reporters at Queen's Park on Tuesday that he didn't attend Manch's September 20, 2021, party. The Ford government is in the process of returning lands it removed from the Greenbelt. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police are investigating whether there was any criminal element leading to the Greenbelt changes. With files from Jessica Smith Cross.